So the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, this is letter number 5015. Baruch Hashem, the 9th of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am confirming hereby receipt of your letter, receiving your letter on the 21st day of Kislev, in which you write about the addition to the building. That they increase the building, and the Rebbe said, for sure, this addition should also bring about addition in matters that are within the building. That means, what I mean is, the students, the Rosh Mesivta, the head of the academy, and the Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the Klal Yeshiva, so that will bring additional, both quantity-wise and quality-wise, this additional physical addition to the building should bring about an increase both in quantity and quality. And the Rebbe says it should be praised that there should be with success in a way to keep on growing, that although the sun has set, it's like on Hanukkah, and we are in a bitter double and quadrupled exile. And this is like the lesson of the days of Hanukkah, that every day you have to keep on adding from day to day with light, and the light that comes from a pure light, a pure oil. So the Rebbe says you add it to the building, add to the quantity and quality of it, and it should be all going from strength to strength, from one level to the other level, and used with pure oil. The Rebbe ends with a blessing. The Rebbe said, I just received your letter from the first day of Rosh Chodesh and read in the end of the letter about your decision. And the Rebbe says, for sure, this is both of yours, not just yours, your wife's decision as well. That yours and your wife, Tichya, that when God will bless you with a child, with a boy, you're going to call his name Yosef Yitzchak, La'orich Yomim V'shonim Tevis. I detect from the Rebbe's blessing over here, maybe they didn't have any children yet, they weren't blessed. And he's sort of informing the Rebbe that Mitzvah Hashem, when God will bless them with a boy, they're going to name him the name of the Rebbe's father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe prays for them, let it be the will that very soon your heart's desire should be fulfilled in this for the good. And you should raise him Torah Chupa Maisim Tovim. Maybe she was pregnant already. Maybe and he should be a chosid yirshamayim and alam. And giving the bracha, maybe that's the omen. It's a little bit, seems like there's a boy, maybe they knew that as a boy born. I mean, I don't know, they had the ultrasounds then, or how they knew. The Rebbe blesses them for the good news, with good news that it should come. And the Rebbe says the increase of the building should really increase both spiritually and physically, and bring more and more students, more rabbis, more teachers, and make it all from pure oil, meaning everything should be based on the purity of the teachings and